tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Sing it.
Welcome.
Lizzie, what's going on?
I'm gonna dance and not sing.
You guys, you can hear two voices. I don't want you to see them just yet. Did they see him yet? Good, because we have two surprise guests. We have our own little Ashley I, Lauren I situation going on over here. But before we get over there, she was so good last week. We brought her back, Miss Sarah Heron. Sara, thank you for joining us. I'm going to put this microphone here.
Right in front of your face.
Yes. So we can hear your voice loud and clear.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We are so excited here on this Bachelor in Paradise after show. This might be the most dramatic
season.
It literally might
ever.
Be. And joining us, you guys, we have a very special guest. I asked one person to come in, and I got a bonus person. We have our own, like I said, little Ashley I. Lauren situation. Miss Francia Reza and Irlanda Ruby, they are sisters.
Hey!
And they are wonderful humans and friends, and you guys are Bachelor fanatics.
Fanatics. And, I mean, I agree with the sister thing, but we do not cry as much.
Is it? Why do you not cry? Is that a Latina thing?
I guess so. We're just more sassy with it, but I do clam up like Ashley does.
Really?
Oh, when the guy that I like is next to me, I like shut down.
Dang it, Francie, I've known you for a couple years and you've never clammed up next to me.
I don't think.
Well, I should just tell you right then and there.
All right, off to a hot start.
But
here.
I actually feel like this is your own version of The Bachelor tonight
because
you've got a table full of ladies sitting with you.
So did I just lose my robe?
I planned this very well. I was like, Kathy, go to New York for the week. Brooks, go to Vegas. I got it.
I just lost my rose.
we'll come to see here in about 40 minutes. I'll let you know.
Oh,
I will pass out my roses. One of you will be going home, sadly. What if I keep doing?
But remember, we come as a team.
Yeah, you get a 2-for-1 special.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that never played out as serious as I thought it could have.
No.
Like, I thought it could have been awkward if somebody keeps one and maybe, like, Jared goes.
I wanted that.
I kind of wanted to see that drama play.
Yeah.
We'll never know. So this literally might be one of the more dramatic episodes. Even these last two, like last night we didn't get a rose ceremony. Tonight we didn't get a rose ceremony.
Yeah. To be continued when there was about to be a fight.
We got half of a rose ceremony last
night.
It's
such a tease. I'm kind of sick of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
This whole scene, I mean, even Bachelorette was like that.
Yeah. I don't think I like it.
Really?
No. I want things the way they used to be. The dates and then the rose ceremony and you know who goes home and, you know, none of this, like, to be continued. I'm over it.
Do you guys feel the same way? Are you over it? How do you feel about tonight? The whole of it.
Well, for the first time, I believe Chris Harrison. It is the most dramatic season yet.
That's true.
It is true.
But I am over it. Like, I just want to know. I mean, it seems like it's less about the dates and, you know, people finding love and more about the drama.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel.
But that's not The Bachelor. That's just this crop of people.
But, like, don't lead us on like that. Just like. Show us what's up.
The Bachelor was like that for sure. I remember it would be like you didn't get a rose ceremony till the next episode, and I was like, "What? Isn't this huge? Wait,
it's
did
smart,
it end?
But
yeah,
let us know."
It's confusing though when you're
so used to confusing.
So do you think they go back to it next season? Do they go back to the normal pattern?
I think they will. I don't think this format's
very favorable. It's so enticing and exciting. You're like, "Well, who goes home? Oh my gosh!"
It depends how the ratings are doing. Honestly, this format
that's
might
true.
Work.
We will see. Well, before we dive into this, I want to say thank you to everybody that chimes in the chat roll. I am currently trying to load you guys up. I know we're an hour earlier than normal. That's because, like I said, Kathy is away this week in New York, and Brooks is away in Las Vegas, and we are here, so we were able to get some guests, which means we had to go an hour earlier. So if there's a bunch of you that are wondering where we are, and it's 11, and you're now seeing this as an hour-old video, I'm sorry. If this is tomorrow, and you're listening to this in your car, thank you for hanging out with us and downloading us on iTunes. We love you guys. We appreciate you. I got a ton of tweets and text messages, and just so you know, we are trying to set up some guests in the future that were active in tonight's show and will be active for the next show or two and a half or so. we really don't
active.
Know.
Active. What do you mean by active?
Involved. maybe involved is a better word. I don't want to say the names for sure, but there are things we're working on so you guys can get some more inside scoop. I know that you guys loved having Sarah on last week and getting the inside from Michael Garofola, who literally was on the episode and got to share his behind the scenes feelings. So we're going to keep trying to do that for you guys. Make sure to tweet us who you want to see on the show. I saw a ton of people tweeted that you guys wanted to see JJ and direct message him tonight. So hopefully we will see at least or get to him to call in soon. So,
JJ's on a roll.
JJ is on a roll.
So you got to get him.
I want to ask, Francie and Alonda, I want to ask you guys, were you fans of JJ on The Bachelorette?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not
Has he
all.
Grown on you at all?
No.
Zero? Not a little bit?
No.
Why?
No. Because, I mean, he showed his true colors on The Bachelorette, and I mean, maybe he's just trying to get his, I don't know, his little ratings up, but it's he's not growing on me. He's a jerk still. It doesn't change.
Have you laughed? Did you get him a little more?
I mean, he's funny, but why is he there? He doesn't have a job. Yeah.
No.
He's not really trying or looking for love. I mean, he was just like, oh, yeah, I'll go on a date with anyone, and I mean, it turns out, I mean, she was really hot. She is really hot and amazing, but I just think he's there for a free vacation.
Would you be offended if someone called you a trash bag with brown hair and a nice rack?
It's the worst.
I think anyone would be offended with that.
I mean, you guys would all be offended at that, right?
Like, did he process that before he said it? Or do you think he said it and then was like, oh,
I think his humor is weird. He even said that on The Bachelorette when he was on Caitlyn's.
He
was like, my sense of humor is different. I feel like these guys don't understand me. And I feel like that's why I was like, okay, maybe he's going to grow on me. And then on tonight's after show, it was just kind of like, you're a douche.
Well, knowing that, don't you think you would adjust yourself a little bit so people do get you? I just don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares either. I think that's it.
And honestly, like, the way he was looking at Joe when they were about to get in a fight, he clearly has anger issues.
Yeah.
More than Joe? I think Joe has serious.
He has major issues.
Just anger issues. Here's my thing with JJ. I think JJ is a very intellectual person. He's probably always been able to not only verbally snake his way out of conversations, because he's intellectual, but he's also a physical specimen in that, like, he's an intimidating presence. He's a big guy. Yeah, JJ's a muscular guy. So, that being said, I'm neither one of those. I'm not that intellectual person, and I'm not this big intimidating presence. So, I don't know what that ever has been like. So, I don't know if he grew up like that, and now he has a kid, and he's like, look, that stuff doesn't matter to me anymore. I have a kid. There's more important things in life.
I think he's just also an instigator.
And he's arrogant. Agreed. I feel like he's a little bit arrogant in that. And he feels like he is very smart, so he feels like he can just kind of say whatever he wants. And he knows that it's instigating, like, drama. And he's, like, excited by how it's, like, the little pawns in his game. Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. I did appreciate that he actually stood up for something he believed in. Versus, and I like Jared, but I was a little upset and annoyed that when Jared had a chance to confront Joe, he goes, you might have told me. Be like, dude, you lied to me. Like, Jared's tried to be respectful of Joe and have his back, but he just sat on the couch and was kind of like, you might have.
I wanted
him to be like, no, Joe, you were dishonest to me.
There's a few things about Jared that I noticed. Not only that, but, like, he played Ashley like Joe played Julia. I mean,
Joe even said that.
And he was like, what do you mean? But they kind of skipped over that. Here's the thing. He was not interested in Ashley. Clearly, he lost his chance with Claire on getting the rose. He went out and made with Ashley and secured his rose.
But there's a difference. There's a difference between Jared and Joe, where is scum and doing horrible things and lying to people left and right, producers and contestants. Whereas Jared, I mean, he's just figuring it out. You know, right. I don't think, like, he played Ashley. He's there to find love. He's exploring his options, too. I don't think he's necessarily, like, pulling one over on anyone, though.
Is he, though? Because he keeps talking about how he's not over Caitlyn.
Yeah, and we get to see this preview that it looks like Ashley I calls Caitlyn.
Oh, my gosh.
We have so much to get into. Let's do this. Let's start off the top. Let's talk about the biggest elephant in the room. This Joe, Samantha, Julia.
Yeah.
So let's go down the line. We'll start with you, Irlanda. Whose side are you on? What are you feeling? Give me like a 20 to 30 second. Where are you at with this?
Okay, so I have just really mixed feelings because I do understand the violation of the girl code. Like, Samantha should have not just been quick to just jump the gun and been like, I'm not listening to you anymore. I'm going to go talk to Joe. And then that whole hashing it out with him wasn't very long, I feel like. I don't know if it was cut out, their whole conversation, but it just felt like, so you said this, I'm worried you're telling me this, the same thing that you told her, and then make out. And I'm like, okay, well, that wasn't really thorough. I don't know. Agreed. But also, we didn't really get to know her on Chris's season. So it's we're painting this whole new picture of her that we didn't really see a clear picture of her before. So it could be very, I don't know, different.
Before you go, Franti, I want to say this, because Franti and I have an interesting... You guys know this. We've had Samantha on our show before, and I've said this before. I know Samantha outside of the show. Franti does as well. We both said this, and I was texting a little bit with her this week, and she said she knew her edit was going to be bad. I don't know if she knew it was going to be this bad. I haven't talked to her since either of these episodes have aired. But we both said this. That does not seem like the Samantha we know.
That is not Sammy.
That's not
that
her.
Is so sweet. I know, I've gone but to church with Sammy. Like, it's just...
I met Sammy at church. Yeah. That's how we know each other.
Speaking as someone who's been on the show, though, they can't really make you something you're not. They just can't. No, it doesn't matter how your edit goes. Like, they're not... You are acting how you are. Like, well, no one's twisting her arm, telling her to lie to people. And she's, I'm sorry, not coming off like... I've never met her, never even heard of her before tonight.
Oh, because you didn't watch Crystal's season.
No.
That's right.
And
okay.
So she's completely new to me, and I have a very sour taste in my mouth about her. And that sucks. Yeah. That sucks for her.
Well, first let me say this. Joe did not ask Julia out on that date.
Yeah,
she
there's
volunteered.
A lot of small... Yeah,
people,
she did.
No one is addressing that. He said, who wants to go horseback riding? And she goes, I'll go with you. And then she goes on the date, and in her private interview, she's like, I can't believe he asked me. I'm just, like, curious to know why he asked me. I'm like, girl, he did not ask you. You volunteered.
Yeah.
Now, that does not change my mind about how he treated her. He took advantage of the situation. He wooed her. He made out with her. Said all of these things. We all saw the things that he said. That was wrong. That was not okay. Knowing that she has a daughter. Knowing that she's actually there to find a father. Not only a husband, but a father to her daughter.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was not okay.
Yeah.
Now, Sammy, she should have heard her out more. She should have been more of a friend. Mm-hmm. But I understand wanting to have him there because he said, she said, he said, she said.
Yeah.
So I understood wanting to bring in the group, but... That whole dynamic, I'm just really shocked, too, because, one, they are friends, girl code, but, two, she didn't even give him slack. Like, next thing you know, they're making out. So, I don't know. I mean, editing, producers, I don't know.
And the fact that it was, like, you know, showing Julia FaceTiming her daughter and then cut to
them making
Sam and them making, and it's just like, that looks awful. I looked at Francie, I was like, this is
sad.
The worst montage ever.
That's the, to your point, Sarah, that's the editing they can do to sway your feelings a little bit. But what they can't change is the actions of what happened. And I guess what shocked me is just how quickly it escalated.
To,
I think, James Gunn on the after show, or is that his name, James Gunn?
Mm-hmm.
The guy?
Yeah.
On the after show called it Hand Love in the Hot Tub. I mean, like, how quickly things escalated.
Yeah, well, things seem to escalate quickly for Joe with both women. I mean, I'm over the whole thing completely. Like, if I didn't see Joe or Julia or hear about the conversation again the rest of the season, it'd probably be too soon. But I think also Julia got a little, like, she's, you know, she's saying, I saw myself falling in love with him. Mm-hmm. He told me he would move to Oregon. Like, slow your roll.
I think both of them probably got a little advanced in their conversations.
Yeah.
Which happens. You're drinking mimosas. You're in paradise. There's no outside influences.
Yeah. You gotta remember, these people are drinking the entire time. Yeah, so when people are drunk, there's a whole fantasy happening in your head.
Speaking of, we got to see the bartender. I love that they included the bartender, Jorge. Yeah. I can't remember which date it was. The date card's about, they're about to announce it, and he goes, Come on. Like, he's so invested
it was
in it.
The best
so
moment.
I have it written down. We'll get to it. But this whole, I guess here, so let's back up. Right before Samantha even comes in, we start with Claire. We didn't even see what happened. We didn't see Claire the rest of this episode.
Yeah. No.
And I remember at the end of last week, we're talking to Michael, and he's like, look, it's 5 in the morning. Right before the to be continued last week, he's like, it's 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we just want to get through this rose ceremony and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walks out, and he goes, we had to sit there for half an hour.
Oh, God.
She comes back, gives it to JJ. Now, if that doesn't happen, we don't get half the drama in this episode. Well, I guess.
But why JJ is my question.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll find out?
So wait, the options were JJ.
JJ, Jonathan, or Mikey T.
Well, I mean,
no.
Well, or
no,
Jerry.
Because
Ashley, I hadn't gone.
No. Who came for Tenley and took her on that date with the mariachi? Michael. He was great. I thought she was going to choose him.
Yeah. Oh, Garofalo. But he said he was only there for Tenley. And when Tenley already picked before that. Yeah, she chose Joshua. Michael kind of was wide-eyed sitting there like, but now
over,
what?
But choosing JJ over him?
You guys, there's too many guys with J's name. Right. Jonathan, Joshua, JJ, Joe.
Yeah, by the way, JJ Lane. John Lane is a cool name. I would go with John Lane. John, does it sound too much like John Wayne?
I think it's cool.
Yep. I think it is cool. I'm John Lane.
I think that's. I feel like yeah, that's cool. Weird.
I would say with a little draw though. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm John Lane.
Way cooler. I feel like to be into that. You know.
By the way, I hate what Joe did to Jonathan. I just had to say that. That was messed up.
That was real messed up.
Like that was not cool.
Scary. Yeah. It was. We talked about this last week, and I know that's my stuff.
That's manipulation. Like, he's really good at manipulating. And then he's like, my little bitches. These are all my little bitches. Yeah. I'm like, oh, gosh. Like, you have issues.
Yeah. We even saw the preview, and it was in After Paradise where he goes, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
I want to know what he's referring to when he says that.
Sammy, come on. You're smarter than that. I know you.
We'll see next week. So, early predictions. We'll do this now. What do you think happens to Julia? Does she find someone else? Ooh. What do you guys think, Sarah?
Well, okay, so who would her other options be?
Well, we don't know who else is going. Well, we kind of know. We know that.
See, I get all messed up. Okay, the new format. I can't remember.
It is hard to keep straight. So
no one else is going to. No.
Kirk and Carly are done.
Kirk and Carly,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, Tanner and Jade.
Done.
Tanner and Jade. Well, no.
Done deal.
They're together as of now.
Right. I mean, meaning that's like out of the question for her to get. Because it's the guys that choose, right?
Yep.
Now
Dan and Amber.
I think Julia's going to go home.
I think so, too.
Voluntarily, or she just won't get a rose?
She won't get a rose.
She doesn't have any options.
But Jared has nobody.
Yeah,
unless he gives it to Ashley.
But, and everyone likes it. Like, he's a hot commodity. Everyone's like, he's so hot. He looks like
Superman.
Is
he still, though? Like, he's...
Jared?
I don't see it.
I see it.
Really?
I never saw it.
Yeah, he's growing on me.
Really?
Admittedly, on Caitlyn's season, I was just kind of like, eh, whatever. I like him now a lot. I think he's really great.
I love his personality. He is a good guy.
He's goofy.
Physically, it's just not.
I just don't see him and Ashley I.
No.
I don't see that being a thing. No. Even though we see in the preview that they kiss later on down the road somewhere again. So maybe he wasn't exactly playing her if he does want to actually give it a shot.
Or it's his last resort.
I always picture him.
Again? So he plays her twice?
Who knows?
I really wanted him and Jade together, honestly.
I think that the whole show could have been different if right off the bat... That happens, you know what I mean? Instead of Tanner and Jade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they're happy, but from the jump, I said Jared and Jade.
What if, okay.
But that's another J name. Jared, I forgot Jared.
But what if we see Tanner and Jade split up like it looks like what happens?
Well, she, yeah.
If Jared's still around, does Jared and Jade have a little thing?
I could see him.
Yeah,
speaking of splitting up, you see Carly saying, I hate him.
That's
Kirk.
True. Yeah. With Kirk.
Did he freak out again?
So we see wrinkles in two relationships we hadn't seen, which was Dan and Ashley S. We see wrinkles tonight, and then we see some with Kirk and Carly. But then we see Kirk and Carly take a... get to stay in a hotel room and basically go have their own fantasy.
Yeah,
I'm surprised the producers are just like, sure,
go just for it. Come on, it's good TV.
It's good TV if we would have had a camera. Just blur it out from like 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. The rest of it, like, let us see that. I want to see more of that.
Let us hear it like we did with Caitlin and, what was his name?
Nick.
Nick.
Or like we did with Claire and Jared when they bungee jumped.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Basically,
you're right.
So they didn't. Their date didn't have a fantasy suite, right? They just requested it.
Yeah. On his dime. Well, meaning ABC's dime.
And we see later Ashley I pulls Chris aside and says, "I want a date that could lead to a fantasy suite."
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be
girls.
That's just not cool.
Is that? I don't even know if this is the right question to ask because there's so many things I'm wondering, but. Is that worse than Samantha breaking girl code to Julia? A girl saying, I would like to do this to basically hang on to a guy?
You know what? I actually think if that's how that plays out...
which is what it looks like right now.
It could turn into a really good lesson for Samerica. I'm not going to lie.
That's because true.
Explain what you mean. In what way?
Because I think it might... If she does that, we don't know. But like it could turn into a good lesson teaching girls that... This is not how you get a guy to fall in love with you.
She's seen crying after the fact, and then it's just, obviously it doesn't, whatever happens doesn't end well. And either way, it's just teaching girls and women, like, hey, that's not the way to keep a guy.
Right.
Friends, what are you thinking?
I mean, your body is your temple, you know? It's precious, and, I mean, a lot of girls do feel like if I just give him this, then he'll love me, and that doesn't happen. That's not the case. I mean, if you just... give it off the bat. I'm sorry. Guys They love sports for a reason. They love competition. If you make it hard for them, they're going to want it more. So if she just gives it away easily, yeah, maybe he'll take it. I don't know. But does it mean there's like nothing to look forward to now?
I'm praying that that's not what's going to happen. Yeah. And it's just like an editing thing that they're trying to get us sucked in. I really hope that's not what Ashley does.
Yeah, I
agree.
We'll
find out.
But I agree with you, too. It's a great lesson for America.
At her expense, unfortunately, if that's what happens.
Ladies, that is not a way to get a guy.
No. I want to ask a question. Because there was something that was presented earlier in the season in a voiceover that said something about pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, they didn't say pregnancy, but they said lives will be changed forever. Is that something you think happens with somebody?
Well,
or was that just for ratings, pull you in?
Okay. Everyone's lives are changing forever. That is very subjective.
Okay, can
actually.
I ask something?
Yeah.
Realistically, how long are you in paradise? How long is shooting?
A month.
Okay, you can't find out in a month if you're pregnant.
No. But what it said, though,
unless
was...
you're pregnant.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. But it said, it was like a girl saying to Ashley, like, wait, so you're not a virgin and you could be pregnant? So
right,
it said you
right.
could be pregnant.
Oh, you, like, have it memorized.
I
nice.
Literally was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that that's, like, if there was, like, unprotected sex, maybe.
I mean, anyone that loses their virginity automatically thinks they're pregnant. That's their number one fear. Like, you could be on birth control and use a condom, and you're like, I'm pregnant. I mean, I had sex. There was a penis inside of me.
Oh my gosh!
This is
sorry.
This is after Buzz After Dark. No, you're good. I guess okay. So, I mean, any other thoughts on the Julia, Sammy, Joe triangle? I mean, do we see this explode? Do we see Sammy and Joe leave the show? What do we see happen next week?
Well, here's my question: what are the rules to be on Bachelor in Paradise? Like, if you're coupled up, are you not allowed to be on it? Or like.
Before,
yeah.
I don't know if there's a set
rule. You have to
be
single to go on the show.
Well, okay, so, but they were both on Bachelor shows talking.
Right.
So if, let's say producers knew they had been texting and doing phone calls, had they known that before going on the show, would they allow them on the show?
No.
Okay.
Producers would have been, like, cut them out if they found out they were communicating.
Well, now there's another question.
Interesting. Okay. So, in this week, right now, it's up to the guys to give the rose.
Mm-hmm.
So, with the guy, let's run this down. We have Joe, who's going to give it to Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
We have JJ.
I don't know, because at first I thought he was going to give it to...
Julia.
Well, now with him defending her, I was like, maybe Julia, but maybe. He just had that amazing date, so...
No, he went out with Megan.
That's right.
And he did say, he said at this point with the rose ceremony, yeah, well, let's talk about this date before we go on to the next guy. Do you guys see chemistry with them?
No.
With JJ and Megan? No?
I don't like that he said he was... intellectually on another level than her.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's the first date.
For the record, I actually don't think he is.
Really?
No, I really don't.
I think he's very well
really
spoken.
Don't.
He's very articulate.
I don't think he's articulate.
Really?
Am I the only one that, like, I literally listening to him fight with Joe was like, I don't know who's worse.
Well, like, what didn't help it was that they cut to his in-the-moment interview, his ITM, and he was talking about the circular, and then
that
he
was
it.
Like, that's true.
But it was crazy. Like, I understood what he was trying, like, the parallel he was trying to draw, it just didn't match.
What was it?
Well, he's just trying to say, like,
explain
because
it to
I
me.
Understood that Joe was talking in circles.
Uh-huh.
Joe was basically saying, if I want to go on this date, and then I go on this date the next day, and it's better, what's so wrong with it? He was avoiding questions.
Right.
So he was basically trying to just circle the issue without ever actually dealing with the inner core.
Got it.
So I get what he was trying to say by the circling. He's like, sometimes you have to break the cycle and break the circle and draw
an edge.
Yeah, and make an edge. What he's trying to say is sometimes you have to just interrupt the cycle. But he was saying it in term of geometry, which doesn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I follow what he was trying to do. It just didn't.
Yeah,
cute.
It does. It doesn't, and it comes off.
I think Joe or JJ.
I do think he's a smart guy.
You do.
He's good with the one-liners.
I think. Yeah, I don't think that makes you smart.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Dan real quick, though?
Well, let's go to Dan. So Dan was with Ashley S.
Well, I'm just saying, going back to Joe. Joe should have handled that situation the way Dan did.
Oh yeah.
With the whole Samantha and Julia. I mean, I think it was messed up that he didn't talk. He refused to talk to Julia. Remember, Jared was like, hey, you should probably go talk to her. He was like, no, I don't want to. I'm on cloud nine. Like, I don't want to. I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then also, not only did JJ say that about Megan, but then Joe at one point was like, she's not very smart, is she, about Julia? Remember that?
Joe did. He said it to a producer.
Uh-huh.
We saw that we saw that last week. Well, okay, so let's talk about Dan. So Dan and Ashley S., we start to see this little wrinkle. And then we see Amber come down and asks right away. She does exactly what Sammy did right away. She knew who she was going there for, which I don't think there's a problem. Even if you hear through the grapevine they're going, but, like, you're not talking to them, you kind of wait for Paradise. Because I'm sure some of that happens where you kind of hear. And I knew Sammy was there only because I paid attention. Sammy didn't tell me she was going. I paid attention to her Instagram, just went, all of a sudden she stopped posting. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's probably in Paradise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you kind of pay attention in the Bachelor family, you catch wind of things. So Amber walks right down and is like, Dan. And I like the way he said it. He was like, give me a second. Let me have a conversation. Yeah. Now, to Ashley's point, ladies, was she right that he should have approached her earlier in the day if he wasn't feeling it?
Well, here's my question. What were the red flags? Because he kept saying, like, you know, some red flags are coming up. She's acting a little weird, but we didn't see them enough to know what that was. I thought she was acting perfectly fine. So I don't know.
There were personal things to him that he was just like, maybe she wasn't coddling his emotions, or maybe she wasn't as adventurous, or wanting to go spend quality time and go walk on the beach, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do when you have downtime?
I mean,
like, for a date, you just hang out?
Everyone just hangs out. Yeah, you go in the ocean.
Go in the ocean?
Pretty boring.
Like, maybe his red flag was, like, they didn't like to do the same things. Maybe he wanted to go, like, boogie board. She was like, no, I want to go see birds.
Well, he said that crazy was coming out a little bit. And I don't, like, he said that at one point.
Well, here's a question for you, Sarah. Yes. Do you think the editors can make it look like she's crazy at any time?
Yeah, that stuff they definitely have control over. Remember they did it with Ashley Frazier from last season?
Who I love.
Ashley's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, she's a great friend of mine. Not crazy whatsoever. Oh, wow. And they did the same thing to her. That kind of stuff they can manipulate, you know, but, like, making you do mean things, they can't.
So if he's saying her crazy's coming out, it's something that he thought about her already.
He witnessed it, yeah.
And then was okay with, and something in her changed to where he said, no, her crazy's coming back out.
Did we ever find out why she went to the hospital?
I did. Yeah, she just, heat exhaustion. It was, yeah, nothing crazy.
Well, and Sarah, you said it was okay if I say this.
Mm-hmm.
You and Dan used to date.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a little bit of a history.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
We don't need to talk about the extent of it.
Yeah.
But you know him, and you still respect him as a stand-up guy.
Very much so, yeah. I'm very close with Dan still. I think he's probably, actually, I know for a fact, I don't know most of the guys, but I am willing to bet he's the most mature, level-headed, grounded person on that show.
Which showed.
And so I think he's handling everything very maturely, respectfully. I think with Ashley, he probably just realized they're not on the same level, and that's okay. Yeah. Just because you hit it off with one girl right away doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah. So what should he have earlier in the day? I mean, he didn't know Amber was coming. You don't know when someone shows up, but should he have, when he felt it, been like, hey, or do you think he was just trying to wait out the day and see if it changed?
Rejection sucks.
It
doesn't matter how someone says no to you or how someone says I don't like you. You're always going to find a reason to say it should have been this way instead of that way.
Tell me about it.
I think he handled it the best way that he could. There's no easy way to handle that.
Yeah, I think he's doing great.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. So
and I like him with Amber. That's kind of weird for him to say a little bit.
Cute.
I asked you while we were watching. I was like, they start kissing. I was like, is this weird for you? And you're like, no. Because when you truly care about someone,
and it's weird because it kind of was weird watching him with Ashley. Like, I was like, what?
Like, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
And
then I saw Amber tonight, and I texted him, and I was like, as a viewer, like, I like this.
Yeah, what
did
he say back?
He was, what did he say? Let's see.
So you straight up told him, like, as you're watching it, hey, I like this for you. I like it. You don't have to, I don't want to know spoilers. Well, we can't we don't give spoilers.
Yeah, no, I said, as an outsider, I'd really like Amber with you. And he goes, oh, okay. So you think I'm coming off okay. I think he's, like, a little concerned that he was scared about.
No, I think he's coming off great.
He was a respectable guy. He, like, you know, said, hold on, let me ask Ashley real quick, which I think shows that there weren't any preconceived relationships, which is, you know, really just respectable.
Yeah.
Kay Parker on the chat roll says, does anyone else think Sarah would be great with Ben Zorn?
It's random.
Uh-oh. That laugh says to me that she concurs.
No, I think he's so hot, but...
Girl,
I
get it!
I'm flattered. Thank you.
I'm all about it. I love that.
That's Ben Z, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like my cheeks are
the same color as your sweater.
Ben Z, holla at your girl over here.
dang.
So let's talk about this date. Dan and Amber are just kind of walking through. People get them to do their first kiss. Like, their first kiss was because of a crowd, like at a wedding, basically. Being kiss, kiss.
It was
what
so
were they saying?
Beso. Beso.
Otra. Otra.
Otra means again.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, I think it was one of the more beautiful, like, mature dates I've seen on the show in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I'm so, like, fangirling over Amber and Dan, but I just thought they were so
great. They flowed.
Well, you're right. Everyone else was so, like, Speedy Gonzalez and, like, are you here to want to get married? And they were genuinely getting to
and
know each other.
And they were having real conversation. Yeah, exactly. And, like, smiling ear to ear. I just loved it.
They were giddy.
Can I say something? I'm really annoyed with a lot of the dates that the couples are having. They're talking about other people in the house. Like, like, mind your business.
Learn each other.
Yeah, learn each other. Yeah. Get to know each other's favorite color, favorite foods.
Yeah, to your point, remember when Kirk sat down on the date with Carly and he was just like, he was hesitant.
Yeah.
And that was on their date. And I think he addressed the right things at the right time in the right setting with her.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird, but it was like he had to, with the cameras are there, but he had to, forget the cameras and be like, what are you about? Like, where do you see this going outside in real life? And whatever he brought up, she seemed to satisfy because then their date went great. And then look at it now. It looks like next week they're jumping off a yacht together or something like that, and they're just fine.
But then 2 weeks later, who knows?
She's crying.
I hate him. But she could be having girl coach. She could be having a girl's back. Maybe she's having Ashley Eyes back.
Yeah,
that's true.
And she's hating Jared, or she's hating someone else.
Oh, yeah, she could be talking about someone else.
She could, because she didn't look like she was crying to me. She looked like she was saying, I hate him, like, drama.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
I love the way that you're reading body language.
I know.
That's all we get. Well, and I love to see, like, I try to figure
little
out, little, you know, I get, like, my little own theories. I'm like, maybe this person, but this person.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of body language, Tanner telling Jade he can't give her that rose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What okay, tell me right now what you guys think is going on there.
I mean, I think she's amazing. She not only is she hot, but she seems like a beautiful person.
She's sweet.
Yeah.
She's also from Nebraska. Hey, yo.
Like, her spirit just seems so genuine and beautiful. So I don't know what could have happened to where he's...
It's probably one of those things where he's like, I can't give you this rose. I need a minute. And then, like, I don't know, comes back with some, like, amazing speech or something.
With a ring. Just kidding.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who was the girl that they said you're married now at the... There was what's her name again?
I couldn't remember. She was on Juan Pablo season, I think.
Yeah. If you guys are in the chat room, help me remember at the end. They say you're married now. She's like, wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, I don't know who that was.
I don't remember, but she has a kid, too. She has a baby as well.
Yeah, I remember that. Speaking of marriages...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can't think of her name. Somebody will she'll chime in
but
here just a second.
You know, wait, who was it we see making out in the ocean with Justin? A girl.
Oh, I don't remember. Wait, who is that? That's a different person.
It's a girl who's there right now.
It's not Tenley.
Oh, it's Amber.
Oh, that's right. We see Amber kissing someone else.
Yeah, Amber.
That's right.
No.
I remember that.
It must be hard being, like, the first few there. I don't remember, were you first?
Yeah,
she was original
cast. And they're, like, new people coming, and, like, some of them don't get the 411 of who's hooking up, so then they get your man. But those are the rules, right?
Yeah. I mean, we asked Sarah about this last week. Like, you said there's kind of a bond between the original cast of, like, that's why Claire got so upset when she made that big speech. She wanted it to be like it was, and it's not, and that's why she feels out of place.
Right.
Describe that bond. I mean, what is that? Between the original people that are there.
Well, I think it's just because it's like you all arrive together, so you're immediately family. And anyone else that comes in is also family, but they're the outsiders. Yeah. And they're a threat. I mean, they're just a threat. Anyone who enters your zone is...
Mackenzie, by the way. Somebody just chimed in. That was her name.
So it's like new guys come in. It doesn't matter how close you are. It's threatening for the guys. Like, you know, I think Brooks commented on it last week. Like, he came in and, or maybe it was offline, but Robert was like, no way. Like, Sarah's off the market. She's mine. And so some guys get super
territorial.
She's my bae.
She's my bae.
And they get
that.
Super territorial. And it's weird because, I guess you just stake your claim. So being the new person's really hard.
This season seems more competitive than your season, whereas it's more connected and family based. And
I think that's why Claire was kind of having.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marjorie Contreras and Proud Nurse, who both said Mackenzie from Chris's season. She has a son named Kale. That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Kale.
She has a son named Kale.
Spelled with a K?
Spelled with a K, K-A-L-E. Okay, so let's talk about this. The very end, real quick, we'll talk about the fight with Joe and JJ, and then we'll scheme over After Paradise, and we'll call it a day. So the fight, JJ and Joe. We talked about this for a second, and Jared's up there. And who's the other? They're not Dan. Who's the other person that was up there for this?
Tanner.
Yeah. Tanner's up there. I felt like Tanner and Jared needed to step up a little more.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Ladies?
Jared was so like, oh, well, I'm afraid to upset people. So yeah. Tanner didn't say a word. Wishy-washy. Yeah.
Tanner needed to step up a long time ago when he knew that those text messages had happened.
Yeah, I saw screenshots. Yeah. Well, hello? What? Okay, how did you see screenshots?
Yeah, how did
like,
he
is
see
he
them?
Like his best friend? Like, how is that?
Because he said that Joe sent him a
screenshot. Yeah, Tanner and Joe, because they were both on Caitlyn's season, were friends.
Yeah. So and he's just. He like, screenshotted it and sent it to Tanner saying, this is what Samantha said. You know how us girls do
that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure they were texting like, do you know who's going to be there? Do you know who's going to be there? And Joe's like, well, I know Sammy's going to be there. Look what she sent me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then is he in on it? Because if he knew about
it.
No, I don't think Tanner's in.
No, he's not. But should he have said something? He could have been the bad guy because he was like the third odd man out.
I think Tanner and Jared are just like, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, they sat up on that balcony talking about it for how long before they finally were like, we need to loop JJ in once he came back from his date. And then JJ was the mouth for it.
Yeah, right.
They're instigators, low-key.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, well, they all are. But the thing is, what they're trying to do is right. I don't necessarily think they did it wrong. I think Joe is one of those people who, he says so many things. Like, I'm a confident person. I'm not short of words very often. I will tell you what I think, but I'm not going to be a dick to you for no reason. Joe, if I walked up and had to address something with him, I would have a hard time because he doesn't give off normal, respectable human nature, man-to-man vibes.
Yeah, because he's not manning up.
He's not. And he thinks he's trying to be tough guy and make people his little bitch and whatever he says. Excuse my language, but that's not... It's so out there, it's hard to even have a logical conversation with him that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where I get when JJ was like trying to make his circle thing. Like Joe just dances and then he says something intimidating or he shuts down and he looks at you and tries to be threatening and all these things where it's like, bro, I don't even want to like enter this with you because there's not going to be a resolution. I'm going to get more mad. And then you do things like what JJ did where once Joe walked away, he's like, come back up here, you little bee, and starts yelling at him, which... doesn't make JJ look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he wants it to turn into. He just wanted to confront him and have Joe... It's not about pride, I don't think. I think they just wanted to see Joe be like...
I can see how it's frustrating. Yeah. It's frustrating. It's like he's responding, but it's not really like a response. He's responsive, but it's not solving anything. You're not
at
saying
all.
Anything. Like, you're just saying grunting. You should be grunting because that's all it is. You're just, we texted.
You got caught, bro. Man up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Just man up.
So bad.
Well, even, so let's talk about After Paradise. Even on After Paradise, when they talked to the producer for People Magazine on the phone, she called in and said she was on the rooftop.
So funny.
She even said that she's talking to Joe, like asking open-ended questions, and he's giving the one-word answers. So what do you see with Samantha? And he's like, her? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she said, what's the best part of this day?
What's the best part of this day? Her? Yeah. So apparently that's just him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I liked how Jenny Mullen was like, I mean, when did you guys think he was so fun and great? Or,
no, seriously.
I haven't seen it. So. Yeah.
I never saw that. Like, I mean, I really do think the real him was when Caitlyn rejected him and he just, that immediate switch, you know? It was like.
But he let it out a little bit before that.
Yeah.
I will say this was my favorite lineup of people they've had on After Paradise. I know that we've been a little critical of their show. Have you guys enjoyed these After Paradise things?
I haven't been watching them, I'll be honest.
Not bad.
Yeah. But tonight was good.
Tonight was great.
Yeah.
Tonight was fantastic. I liked the deleted scenes because we haven't got great deleted scenes. Maybe because there wasn't great drama to see yet. They would just give us like little snippets. I'm like, okay, they didn't add value.
Yeah.
Tonight's, there were added value. There was good drama. Jason Biggs is freaking hilarious. Jenny Mullen was not offensive tonight, except for when she ripped, she ripped JJ about his tattoo.
Yeah.
No, was that her? Who was?
No, that was
the caller.
The Weiner. Jen Weiner, was that
the
her
author.
Name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jen Weiner goes off about his tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. I had this thought when we were watching it, though.
Dish.
I love that they're doing this after show and everything. It's really great. But I am concerned, great for the franchise, I am concerned, is this going to change people's intentions of going on the show in the first place? Because it does feel like Paradise and now the after show is a little bit, it's turning the contestants into like celebrities.
Yeah.
And it's like, are people going to be thinking, well, it doesn't really matter if I hit it off with the Bachelor or Bachelorette, because then I'm going to go to Paradise, and then I'm going to go on the after show, and then I'm going to meet Jenny Mullen and Jason Biggs and, like, X, Y, and Z, and everything starts happening.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Ladies, what do you think?
I think that's a really valid point. Yeah.
Because it's almost like, also, I'll say, the newer characters, I'm calling them, people like Ashley I, who I freaking love. I think she's hilarious. And JJ, also hilarious. But it's like, I feel like now maybe people are not, it's like they're going on to sell their shtick.
Yeah.
What are the intentions behind it?
I didn't feel like that from Jonathan or from JJ or from Julia. Or from who's given that off? Because I didn't really feel that.
I never felt like JJ was looking for love.
Looking for love
for in the beginning.
No, never.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone's giving off that vibe yet. I'm saying in the future,
I'm
worried for the people coming up who will be like, "Well, Ashley, I got great exposure. I'm going to go on and I'm going to be hilarious and I'm going to do this.
Dramatic,
and it doesn't matter if
crying.
I find love."
Yeah.
You know, I've been worried about that for a while with people just going on the show in general. I mean, boost your Instagram followers, and then you start a clothing line, or you sell necklaces, or, you know, whatever you choose to eat. Now your Instagram is, you're making money off every post. Like, some of the people, I think that happens. It's a byproduct of the show. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I can't be mad at you for it, but there are some people that have the intentions, and I think it's kind of clear to the viewers.
It is.
People want to see the real effects of dating people and how it messes with you.
Yeah. Oh, I get so invested, and she gets so upset. She's just like, what? Why are you texting me about this? Stop. I have like 10 text messages because I'm like, I want these people to find love. Like, I want them to find the person they're going to marry, and I want it to be real. You know, I don't want people to go on who are just going to be like, oh, and by the way, I'm also an actress, you know?
Do you feel like as a viewer, you can tell when somebody is really there for the quote unquote right reasons?
I feel like it comes out eventually. You know, I felt kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to name names, but, like, certain people where it's, like, later on you get the sense of, like, oh, you're not really into this right now. Like, I feel like you're just kind of being fake and really playing the role right and, like, good for you for knowing how to play the game, but not cool for the people who are there for the right reasons, you know, and who, you know, really do want to find love and find that partner and their best friend. And that's why I watch it, because I get excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited for you. Like,
love.
She's in love, so she wants other people to be in love.
There you go.
I want everyone to have love.
You can only pretend for so long.
Yeah.
And when you have truth serum, aka alcohol, you start to show your true colors.
And when you have the one-on-one conversations, you don't know if it's going to be shown or not. I feel like things slip, you know, or like people are like, oh, I heard her talking to this person the other day and she said this, but then you see the date and it's like she's saying a completely different thing to the guy's face. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to believe the person who says what they heard behind the scenes versus the girl who's saying the things on screen, you know?
You have a valid point, though.
Yeah, I do think
just
that
something that
point.
Crossed my mind. So
no, I mean, it's a great question. I think that it's interesting because you see people like Jared. I felt like we got a pretty good idea of his personality in Caitlyn's season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I had no idea Joe was like this from Caitlyn's season, even though he was there for quite a while.
I wonder if producers did either, because it's like...
But then he comes on here, he's like a straight-up villain. He's a whole different guy. I feel like we knew pretty much what JJ was from Caitlyn's season.
Yeah.
And so bringing him on, you either like him more or you like him less.
Getting.
You know what you're getting. Jonathan, no. I felt like we got to see his little, you know, he's got to see that he was more of a sweet guy. Because at first we kind of were like,
I always saw that he was a good guy. Always.
Well, but he was originally there for Britt and stayed for Caitlyn and then chimed in a lot at the Men Tell All. But then turned out to be a good guy and I liked him once he came on after Paradise. That's one thing I do like about it is I liked him more because he stood up for himself and you got to see who he really was, you know?
Mm-hmm. When was Joe funny in Caitlyn's season?
As we were saying, I don't remember
a sense of humor. I don't remember being like, oh, God, he's amazing.
I mean, there might have been some behind-the-scenes stuff that was just like, oh, yeah, Joe's a funny guy. He's a loud guy and he's got a southern draw. You could say, you could say anything with a southern draw and get away with it. Like, oh, my God, your baby is so ugly.
People with accents just get away with everything.
They do.
Anyone with an accent, like, you could say something so offensive, like, oh, you're so ugly, and it's like, oh, God, you just said that.
Oh, you got a really ugly face.
And it's hilarious, but if I say to you got a really ugly face, and an American accent, it's like,
whoa, girl, hey.
Yeah, totally.
All right, any final thoughts?
You can go first.
I'm excited to see what comes, and I really do hope that, you know, just people actually stay together and that they find love.
Who's your favorite couple?
My favorite couple. Well,
good question, Francis.
Oh, that's really hard. I really like Jade and Tanner. They seem really sincere and cute to me, and I really hope that they stay together because I feel like Jade's really sincere and she's really sweet and has a good heart, and like Tanner hasn't been like the middle of any drama yet, so.
Yeah.
Francia?
Favorite couple or final thoughts?
Both.
Favorite couple? I don't think I have one quite yet. Okay. Because again, I have like my fantasy of Jade and Jared.
Oh, are you playing fantasy?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was an fantasy.
Jade and Jared. Oh, not that kind of fantasy. Hold on.
No, like a fantasy league. A fantasy league.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I had a draft a couple weeks ago.
Well, it was just that smile and look she was giving me on the side. I was like, wait a minute, hold up.
She's like nodding her head.
Guys, I was on a show for 6 years about sex. Like, that's where my mind goes. I'm sorry.
Sure.
But anyway, so yeah, Jade and Jared. But I don't have a favorite just yet, just because with everyone, like, crying and everything, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't want to get emotionally invested yet.
Okay.
I'm already there.
I don't know. I'm excited to see the season. I'm more invested than I have ever been in any of these seasons.
Except Bachelor in Paradise season one.
Of course. And you, I absolutely loved you.
Thank you.
No, seriously, I did.
Sarah, final thoughts?
Final
favorite
thoughts.
Couple? You have one? Fantasy or not?
Let me start with favorite couple. Okay. For this week, I'll go with Dan and Amber, just because I don't know why. I thought that was so cute and awesome. And final thoughts, I really just want them to wrap up the Joe and Julia Sammy drama.
You're over it.
Way done. And how many episodes do we have left?
I don't actually know, because I thought we only had two, but this looks like the amount of drama
that's
left.
I think there might be three.
So 3 weeks of two nights each. So technically
six.
This
is episode six, right?
Yeah.
So then...
There's 12 total.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three more. We're halfway now, officially.
Wait, can I add to my final thought? Sammy's a sweet girl. She really is. And when you get caught up when you like someone, it's hard to, like, hear the red flags. It really is. Like Julia, for example. People told her, but it's like, no, I want this to work. I want this to work.
Yeah.
Girls, we've all been there. Yeah, when you like someone, doesn't matter what anyone says to you. She's a really sweet girl.
Nice of you to do that.
I think someone said it's like she's really good at bleaching, like the red flag's white or something. Someone said that on like the...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I think
can we repeat that? That would be the best.
Yeah. Someone said that on, like, I don't know if it was the after show or something, but they're like, she's really good at bleaching the red flag's white or something. Yeah. Isn't that? I thought it was really clever. I thought you guys all heard it. I have my mouth open. I looked at everyone. I was like, and you guys are all just looking at the screen. I'm like, okay, just me. I'm weird.
On that note,
Danny.
You know what? I don't have a favorite couple, and I don't even know if I have a fantasy favorite couple yet. I really don't. So
wow.
I know. I there's a couple people I really like. I like Dan a lot, and I like Jared. And I like Tanner. So I'd love to see them end up in good relationships.
Yes. Do you like Tenley and Joshua?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I really like Tenley. I'm not a huge Joshua fan. I don't know him. I don't feel like the party thing kind of threw me off a little bit. But I do think he has good qualities. So we'll see. I love Tenley. She's probably my favorite girl on Paradise.
It's an endorsement.
Yeah. I think Tenley is tied up there with my favorite. So.
Wow.
So who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right.
In the meantime... Yolanda, where can people find you? Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Look right
all
here
of the
and
above.
Tell us.
Twitter, Instagram, at Yolanda Ruby. Yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram at Francia Raisa, Twitter at The Real Francia, and Snapchat, Francia Raisa 1.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sarah Heron, all one word, and Snapchat, The Sarah Heron.
She's a great Snapchatter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Hoyt, or on Snapchat at Danny Hoyt 47 for Yolanda, Francia, Sarah, and Mark. Thanks so much, my friend. We will see you guys next time here on AfterBuzz.
This is fun.
Bye, guys.
So fun.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.